إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم ومن والاه بعد. My brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala began his kalam by saying, اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق. Allah said, read in the name of the one who created everything. And therefore, the kainat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is full of the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The reason why Ibn al-Qayyim al-Jawziyah rahmatullah alayhi said there are two books of Allah. He said one is the open book of Allah, which is the kainat, which is the creation. And everything in the creation is an ayah of Allah. It's a sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he said the other book is the book that is, you have to open it, which is the Quran al-Kareem, which also has ayat, which are also signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why I usually object to the translation of ayat as verses, because they are not ashar, they are ayat. If you translate ayah as verse, then how will you translate sher as what? So you can't have the same translation for two words. So the point is that these are the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now point is, the reason I'm saying this is because yesterday Hazrat Ismail Sharif Sahib Nawaz Barkatum sent me, he is my ustad in photography, mashallah. So he sent me, of course his photographs are absolutely amazing, especially the snow leopard ones. He also sent me links to many other photographers. There is a chap called Ben Smet, who is in Hungary, who is must be in his 20s, wallahala, you see his pictures. Now on his farm, he has created, and created meaning by himself, he's built it with his own hands. He's created a blind. There are some water bodies in front of that. And he spends time in this blind, which is like a burrow in the ground, practically. And he has taken some absolutely incredible pictures of birds. And then there is a... Ismail sent me also Shaz Jung's album, his Instagram, and the photographs that he has taken. Subhanallah, Ajib, I mean, absolutely phenomenal photography. MashaAllah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase, you know, this beauty. The reason I'm saying this is because, to me, I mean, I also try my hand at photography. That's not my primary aim. I do other things, so this is something which is a hobby, it's a good thing. But when I look at a photograph, I tell myself that there are three levels at which you can see a photograph, you can look at a photograph. One level is you see the photograph and you see the beauty in it, you see the composition, because the end of the day, the photographer, the eye of the man or the woman behind the camera, that is what determines the photograph. It's not the equipment. The equipment is important, no doubt about that. You can't take very detailed, beautiful photograph unless you have the right kind of lenses, the right kind of cameras. But if you give the best cameras, the best lenses, the most expensive equipment in the world to somebody who does not know how to compose a picture, you will never get good photographs. There's no way that you are going to get good photographs just by the equipment alone. So it is the eye of the photographer which determines the beauty of the photograph. So one level of looking at a photograph is to look at the beauty of it, the composition of it, and so on and so forth. The next level of looking at that photograph is to look at it from the point of view of a technical expert to say, well, this was his aperture at which he took, and this was the speed of the shutter, and this was the ISO, and so on and so forth, and this was the focal length of the lens that he was using, and this was the kind of camera he was using. So still you are looking at the photograph, now you're seeing the same beauty of the photograph, but you're seeing it at a deeper level, because now you are also looking at the technology that went into creating that photograph. In addition to that technology, we will also see how the person has used water, how the person has used light, how the person has used contrast, how the person has used background, and all of these things, movement, photography is an absolutely incredible thing, because that's the thanks to great photographers and thanks to the equipment that they have, it enables us to see what the naked eye could never see. There's no way in the world that you could see what a photograph will show you. And I'm not talking about videos. Videos, of course, will show you. But I'm talking about still pictures. Still pictures taken with a long lens. There is no way on earth that anyone can see what that lens will show you, because it goes into that detail. And especially with birds, there's no way a bird will let you come that close to see it at that level. So, unless you have that long lens, you can never see that detail of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, second level of looking at the same photograph is to see it from a technical angle. But to me, the final level or the third level of looking at a photograph is to see the work of the creator of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that photograph. And to me, that is the real way of looking at a photograph. Say, subhanAllah, this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jalla Jalalu. So yesterday, one of the photographs I saw, I can't remember now whose picture it was. It was of this goose which had one single gosling sitting on its shoulder. But the photograph is taken in such exquisite detail that not only can you see the feathers of the neck of the mother, but because of the water, the way the feathers have got layered, and then out of that is this little yellow head which is peeking out. Unbelievable. I mean, if you look at the photograph, subhanAllah, this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's qudrat. How every single feather is detailed and how every single feather contributes to something. Yeah, it's an incredible thing. Similarly, one of Shah's Jung's photographs was of this giraffe, and he's done it in a black and white thing. I mean, amazing creativity, mashallah, of this giraffe which has been drinking water, and it's getting up, it's raising his head. So it's standing in this posture of the forelegs completely splayed out, because that's how they drink. And his head is up, and there are birds which are around it. So you can see the birds from under the giraffe and over the top of the giraffe. Amazing composition of that picture. What also, so as I said, three levels of looking at the photograph, which is the beauty of it, the technology of it, and actually seeing the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in it. So that's why I like Ismail's approach to photography, which is that is to bring the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala close to the people so they can recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the creation. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him barakah in his work. If you do that work with that niyyah, then this work is ibadah, inshallah. Someone who sees photographs or looks at photographs with this niyyah to say, I'm seeing the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is ibadah. He is reading the book of Allah. He is reading the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yeah, make no mistake, this is inshallah mustah, this is ibadah. Looking at those pictures, taking those pictures with this niyat is the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will reward the person for taking those pictures, and Allah will reward the person for looking at those pictures. Provided you do that with this perspective to say, this is the khudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu. And then if you do that, believe me, you can look at one picture all day. Because the way at which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show you his khudrat is amazing. Second thing which I want to say here is that technology, yes, which is cameras and lenses and so on. The knowledge of the photographer also, yes, meaning, you know, how to use that equipment. But most and greatest importance is the effort that goes into it. If you see that Benzmate's pictures, the amount of effort that boy must have put into that setting up the whole place, and how much of effort, and in Hungary in the winter, you can see some of these pictures of himself. He's like completely, all you can see is two eyes, because he's in freezing. He's standing in water up to his neck to get the right angle and the level at which to shoot the birds, right? Literally, I was water up to his neck. Now, the effort that goes into it, the amount of the level of dedication that goes into taking those pictures. I mean, I don't know. I've never spoken to Shah Jung, so I don't know that picture of that giraffe. I mean, how much of time it took and so on and so forth. I mean, none of this is accidental. But obviously, that young man is spending, God knows, hours and hours and hours and hours and hours behind that photography, which is why he gets the results.
Now, the reason I'm saying is that, of course, all praise to them and to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who created them. So, looking at that, but also to remind myself and you that somewhere we are living in this imaginary world where we know and accept without question the fact that to get results in anything in life, you have to put in dedication and effort. There is no, I don't think anybody will argue with that. I mean, irrespective of whatever it might be, right? Anything, I'm taking photography as an example, but absolute, the same thing applies to anything at all in life. If you want to take some of those pictures of this guy who does mountain biking, yeah, on a mountain bike. I mean, there's a video of his, which is, I think the man is highly suicidal. I mean, you know, he's trying his best to kill himself, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not written his mouth for him. But if you see the kind of cycling, the way the guy is going up those cliffs and to the top, he's literally riding on a knife edge with 1,000 feet on either side of him. And he spins around on that and comes back and he's completely flipping head, you know, the complete flip over a fence. Yeah, incredible. Now, my point is, this film is fine. I mean, Hamza, we look at the film and say, it's fantastic. How did he get to that level? He didn't start like that on day one, right? I mean, imagine the million times he would have fallen and God knows how many bones in his body he broke and what he smashed his face and God knows what he did, right? But at the end of that, this is the level of perfection that comes. So, the dedication, effort that has to go into something if you want to reach a level of perfection. Expertise. That's why Malcolm Gladwell says the 10,000 hour rule. Now, my point is, we believe this about everything in life. How about believing this about connecting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalal? Why do we imagine that connecting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalal is some kind of magic, it will just happen just like that? I don't have to eat halal, I don't have to earn halal, I don't have to follow the sunnah, I don't have to do anything. Somehow, I will become one of the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How is it going to happen? Tell me. Because the effort in this dunya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala related results to effort. Simple as that. This is a law of physics which was made by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَلَّيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَعْسَىٰ. This law of physics is in the Quran. The simple basic law, which is that results are proportionate to effect, to effort. Whatever on the face of the earth it might be, results are proportionate to the effort. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives barakah, that is true, which means that you make a little bit of effort, but Allah gives you a better result, but that does not happen for lackadaisical kind of work or work which is, you know, without dedication, without focus, no. Two people are making the same amount of effort, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives one, you know, more than what he deserves, maybe because you don't see the other effort which he is making, because after the effort he makes, he also stands in the night and asks for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his help, that you don't know. So, he gets the barakah, alhamdulillah. So, the point is that if we look at effort, how is it we forget that deen also requires effort. Islam also requires effort. You want khushu in salah, you have to make effort. Now, if you look at it from this perspective, you understand the logic behind some of the salaf about whom we hear their stories of their zuhud, of how they would pray, you know, 500 rakat in the night or 200 rakat in the night, and how they would recite the entire Quran. You would say, well, why is this man doing this? 200 rakat for what? And believe me, they are not counting. They are saying, oh, 200 rakat, I am praying, now I got 200 in my account, now tomorrow another 200. No. This is the effort of connecting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the effort of getting khushu in salah. You start your salah, Allahu Akbar, you get to Surah Al-Fatiha, then you find your attention wanders somewhere, no problem. I will finish this 2 rakat, again Allahu Akbar. Because I have to have khushu, I must have focus on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from Allahu Akbar to Salam. Until I get that, whatever number of times, and I will not break my salah and start again. No, 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 complete the salah. Complete that salah, start again. Complete the salah, repeat, 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 repeat until I get that. If shaitan is making wasabis, if shaitan is trying to deceive me, shaitan is trying to mislead me, get the shaitan to get tired of that. Let him come to the conclusion that this man cannot be misled. Let me go find somebody else. That is the dedication. That's why I talked about photography, because as the IV sitting here, as the photographer, how many photographs do you take? And this is the benefit of digital cameras. You can take a million and it, you know, it doesn't cost you anything. But the point is that at the end of the day, it's not simply click, 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 click. It's a question of the thought behind each click. So similarly with Deen, I remind myself and you, let us think about this. Let us spend some time on this. Let us connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is better than the best photograph in the world. Then you are looking at the photographs in order to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's my focus on photography is that. If the photograph is not connecting you to Allah, then you have not, it's okay, at some level, lower level you are there, stuck in the technology. You haven't really seen the picture, actually seen the picture. Because if you actually see the picture, then you see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu's Qudrat in that picture. And if that does not remind you of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it has not achieved the purpose. So I remind myself and you, let us spend some time and thought on this, reflect on this, think about this, increase our zikr, increase our zuhud, so that we connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.